In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I'm happy to welcome all of you in the third term of evangelism. I think just part of you attended the first and the second courses of evangelism, but you are all supposed to listen to the lectures you missed and to make some of the homeworks you missed before. With the third course, you know, we have some objectives to help those who are going to Africa or Asia for a missionary service. Some of them may spend like 2 weeks serving, others may spend few months, others may give their whole life in this missionary. So in this course, the coming one, you know, our objectives related to how to teach the local servant, how to make servants of those who are living there, of the natives of the local community. You know, how to develop the capabilities of local citizens. These are the objectives, you know. Also, we will care for how to make some Bible studies with the people there, how to help in making soft skills, helping them to develop some soft skills. Also, in our objectives, you know, we are focusing on the leadership, this specific one, this specific course. I found out that those who are making the missionary service, they have to be a kind of a leader because they face many problems, they take many decisions, they make team development, they have to organize things and put systems. So as missionary, you should develop some skills of leadership. So in this specific one, of course, we will help you to develop some of the leadership activities or skills. Also, in this coming course, you will have some idea about other religions and other cultures. Like, you will know some about the atheism in the world, the Buddhism, the Hinduism. You may have some idea about Confucianism. So I need to tell you a few points before starting the first lecture. You should stick to the homework. Maybe it's the most important duty in this course is to make the homework, because with the homework you do in the Bible, we can assess you, we can evaluate how do you think, how do you understand the Bible, how you interpret the verses with the ideas of evangelism. So we need to know who are you through your homework. So this is very essential, you know. We need not any attendee who will only just listen to the lecture. This is not needed. You know, we are like 100 registered, and we are also having like more than 80 persons registered from all over the world. They will follow us online from USA, Canada, Australia, and they will make the homework, and they will be part of the team of evangelism later on. So it's essential to commit yourself to this course. It will take like 11 weeks. We will stick to the Sunday afternoon. Each Sunday we will have 2 lectures, 5 minutes break in between, and we will give you the homework, and you will deliver the homework after the week. We will have a spiritual day after like 1 month. We'll give you the announcement before, and we will enjoy a retreat specific for evangelism, El Karaza, may be shared with many bishops of evangelism all over the world. Amba Sarabion may share, Amba Antonius Moros, Amba Angelos, they will all will come to share in the retreat of evangelism. It will be on the 12th of November in Anafora, so you are all supposed to come. Most of it will be in Arabic because there will be other attendees, but you know, the whole course will be in English because many of the of those who are following us from other countries do not understand Arabic as good as you. I think we will finish the course in the second week of December, after which you will know where are you in this missionary work. You will be assigned to specific mission in the missionary work. We are trying to put like a plan for the coming year, and you will have like a paper of evaluation. You will evaluate yourself, where would you like to go and how much time you can spend in any mission, if you are going to help serving from here, not going there. You can put yourself wherever. I mean, we will give you the structure of the evangelism story, and you can put yourself wherever you like after. Let's start the first lecture. How to develop an evangelistic lifestyle. We are not going to repeat what we had said before in the like 40 lectures given the last year. We are continuing the story, so it's important to listen back to the lectures, the previous ones. How to develop an evangelistic lifestyle. You know, to be a missionary, it's a new style of life. It's not like any service or being a servant in Madaris al-Ahad Sunday School, or a servant in serving the poor areas. It's very much different. Being an evangelist servant, you have to develop a new lifestyle. The first point, see people the way God sees them. You know, for many who travel here and there in Africa or Asia, when they look to the faces of the Asian or the African, you know, they have some kind of rejection. They cannot deal with these people. They cannot treat them the way they treat the Egyptian or the European or American. But you have to develop this kind of vision, how to see people as God sees them. This is very essential. You know, God loves everybody. God loves the black and the white and the yellow and whatever. So you have to develop this by praying, by reading the Bible carefully, by asking God to help you to develop this kind of insight, or how to see people this way. Because you will face many cultures, many different cultures, and you are not supposed to reject any of these cultures. You need to love them as God loved them. It was written in Matthew chapter 9, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. This is, you know, the perfect way to look at people, to see people, is to see them or to look at them as they are, you know, poor ones needing to know who is God and what to do with these people. The vision of a shepherd, not the vision of a judge, vision of, you know, the superior ones. This is very important to develop the lifestyle of a missionary. Also, it's written in chapter 8 in St. John's Gospel, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. You remember this woman who was taken in her sin, and everybody around was, you know, about to throw the stone against her. He is the only one who saw her differently, who looked at her in a different way. he could see her as a miserable woman who lacks love, very poor, and she needs love. But everybody around was seeing her as a very bad woman and they couldn't love her. So this is, you know, how to see people. Don't look against the sinful life they live, because this will not help you to love them. You should see them without their sins. You should see them as sons and daughters of the Lord. Although they are living in a bad way, in a dark, sinful life, but still they need to be loved. Also, it's written in St. Mark chapter 10, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack." This is the rich man, you remember it. "Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." Look to this. He was looking at him, loved him. I cannot understand how, by just looking at him, he loved him. He, as if he expressed his love through his eyes. He could see him as beloved person before telling him any message. He could love him. He saw him as a good man. He could love him before answering back the question. So this is important, how to look with the eyes. With your eye, they can know whether you love them or you hate them. People, the simple ones, can easily recognize what's in your heart, if you are really in a loving state toward them or you cannot love them. Another verse from St. John chapter 4, "And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000, it's not in Gospel of John, it's in Yunan, Jonah, persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock." Look to this. Jonah was seeing those people living in Nineveh as very bad people, pagans, sinful life people. But God was seeing them as, you know, ignorant, as simple ones who cannot discern what's wrong and what's right, who cannot see the truth. So they need to know the truth. They need somebody to help them to know the truth. That's simply how you should see the people. When you go anywhere in the world, just look this way. Try to see people as God sees them. The second point to develop an evangelistic lifestyle is try to obey the word of God. You know, as being servants in the Coptic Church, we used to listen to the Bible words in the Mass and in our service everywhere. But you know, we got these words like kind of information. We know what the Bible about. St. Paul said so and so. Our Lord Jesus Christ said so and so. But usually we do not submit ourselves to the word of God. We do not care much whether we obey this word or not. To be an evangelist, one, you need to obey. You need to listen carefully and put the word practically in your life. If you do so, you can easily guided with the Holy Spirit. But just listening to the word or knowing any information about Christianity, it's not, enough for this mission. You need to develop this style of obeying the word of the Lord. It was written in Hebrew, "Today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion." Those who already enjoyed some short missions in Africa and Asia, they could tell you how this applies to the service. they sometimes listen to the word of God and can easily see how they can, I mean, obey this word. It's not kind of information anymore. Do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. So listen to the word of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit inside you. You will be guided in this service more than any time in your previous life. Also written, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It means that can easily, get into the body, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and a discerner to discern, to differentiate between what's right and what's wrong, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So you should enjoy the word of God. If you do not have a good relation with the Bible, you can never be a missionary. You can never be a missionary. You need to have a very personal, deep relation with the word of God in order to be guided in this mission more than any service in the whole world. Also, by obedience, by obeying, not only obeying the word of God and the voice of the Spirit inside your heart, also you should obey your father of confession. Because in this coming missionary, many obstacles may arise, many, exits you can go. So you need to ask what to do, where to go. You need to be guided. So please, don't forget the role of your father of confession if you are going to be a missionary. You need very much to be guided. It was written also in Hebrews 13, obey those who rule over you and be submissive. For they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So some of those who confess, they obey easily the word of their fathers of confession, and others just listen and know, the opinion of our father of confession, but they do not submit themselves. They do not look at this point in an obedient way. So the first point, try to develop how God sees people around. And the second point, put yourself in this kind of submission. Learn how to obey. I would tell you a practical point. In any team going anywhere in missionary, we can find some persons who are not easily submissive. And these people are, they reject or object many times, and they stop the flow of evangelism. But those who are easily listen and obey, they can easily be member of the team and make better work. Don't seek excuses while obeying the word of God or the Holy Spirit or your father of confession. Don't say many excuses, because this will never help you to be a real missionary. Just listen to the church order. It was written in Timothy, the second epistle of Timothy, good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So what you received, you should keep. So this is what we call church tradition. You are not allowed, when you go anywhere in the world preaching the word of God, to develop new church ideas, to develop new dogmas, to develop new church mass. You are not allowed of doing this. You should follow the church tradition. You need to be flexible with the culture and deal with everybody and deliver the message you need to deliver the way you like, but without deviation or any kind of getting out of the church order. The third point, how to develop an evangelistic lifestyle, live the life of praying. I'll tell you, in this year we have like up to this moment 5 or more missions traveled to Africa, and I could see the difference between the success of a mission from the other by the level of praying. Those who spend the whole mission praying day and night from their hearts and trying to enjoy the Mass daily and praying before the mission, praying after the mission, they made a real achievement and great success. And those who traveled here and there in a way of just exploring the country and they were spending a fun time, a good time without praying, they did very little. So this point is very essential. I always tell those who are traveling, from the minute you go to the Cairo airport, you start praying all the time. In the plane, in the airport, in the bus going to the village, in the village, in wherever you go. You should be covered all the time with praying. Because you are in a great mission, you can make a great change in these countries if you are guided and covered with the power of praying. So to develop an evangelistic lifestyle, you need to practice this. You need to spend one day from morning to night as if covered with the power of praying. By doing this many times, you can be a real evangelism, a real missionary. It was written, rejoice always. And this is also very essential, very much related to the life of praying. Pray without ceasing. Look to this, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And you know, St. Paul was saying so, and he is the best missionary ever known. So he was living this. He was rejoicing all the time. He was praying without ceasing. And he was also giving thanks all the time. Also written, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. This mission is totally handled by the Lord. So don't be anxious, but in everything, in all details, please enjoy praying and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. The major role of any evangelist servant is to put his requests before the eyes of the Lord. Just let your request be made known to God. My God, please help me to spell your word now. Please help me to take this decision. Enlighten my heart to know what to do in this problem. So all the way you are praying for the help of the Lord. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. We need this kind of guidance of guarding from the hand of the Lord. Also written in Colossians, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word. God may open some door for the word of God if you pray. And you can, see this clearly in any missionary, that you will be stuck with many problems, with many people resistant to the word of God. But by praying, you can see how the door opens before your eyes. Praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. So just opening this door of the hearts of the people listening to you needs continuous praying. You know, by saying praying, I mean the liturgy, the mass, Jesus praying, psalms, hymns, spontaneous prayer from your heart, whatever in retreat and quiet time, all kinds of praying, you should pray. You need to be in a state of praying most of the time, specifically while serving the mission. The fourth point. Make contacts. In order to develop an evangelistic lifestyle, you need to develop better level of communication. You need to have contacts with the people around. You need to develop the way of listening and replying to the people in a good way. So it was written, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, the kid, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So by this kind of looking at and spelling the name of the person and pushing yourself to visit him home, this kind of contacting the person is very essential. So how to come nearer to the people, to be intimate to them, to help them to know the Lord. Also written, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. This is the start of communication with the Samaritan woman. So you need to know this, how to start the discussion or the communication with anybody. You need to have contacts wherever you go, because this is very essential in any missionary. Also written in Mark chapter 8, now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, Caesarea Philippus we call it, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, who do men say that I am? So it's essential, you know, it's very necessary to know how people see you as a foreigner, how they look at you, how they receive the message you deliver. Do they accept your way? Do they love you? Or they reject you? So by saying so, our Lord Jesus Christ was questioning his disciples. Had you ever asked yourself how they see me? Was say, who do men say that I am? So they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, others one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? So look to the Lord, how he managing to discuss this idea, how he is coming near to the truth he wants to deliver. Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. Also written, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. This is very essential in our mission, you know. You need some time to warn those who are unruly, those who are living aimless life, valueless life, with no aim in life. Why don't you warn them? Why don't you ask clearly, why do you live? What's your goal in life? Others may need the comfort discussion, comfort the faint-hearted. There are many people who are very down. This is a chance for you as a missionary to deliver the word of truth to them. Uphold the weak. Help the weak to stand and to know God and to grow in their spiritual life. Be patient with all. So we need to make contacts and to be good in this communication with the people. Number 5. Fear not, I'm reminding you, we are talking about how to develop an evangelistic lifestyle. Number five, fear not. You know, in this kind of service, you may be attacked by some fears or anxiety or feeling lonely or despair. So fear not, because the Lord is there helping you in your mission. It was written, even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. Although St. Paul had bad time and had suffered a lot, but after this time he went to another country and he started talking about the Lord boldly, and he never feared anybody. Also written in Acts chapter 4, now Lord, look at the threats. You know, this prayer was given after they had bad time in the prison, St. Paul and St. John. But when they met other apostles, they stand praying and saying this prayer. Now Lord, look on the threats and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your word. So fear not, be strong in faith. I know this kind of service is very different from other services. You do not know people living in this country. You may face new problems you never faced before, but fear nothing. The Lord is there and He is covering the service, and you can touch Him easily in this mission. Also written in Matthew chapter 10, when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. You know, this is always kind of fear. Could I convince them with the word of God? What kind of message I would say this time? Do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And I can tell you that many experience this kind of experience. They could easily touch the blessing of the Lord talking on their tongues while preaching the word of God to the natives or to the foreigners. They can feel this feeling that these are not their words. They did not put the words in this way while preparing the lecture they're giving. So they can easily feel this nice feeling of being guided while talking to the people. Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of the threats, nor be troubled. Don't be troubled, fear nothing. The last point, learn how to share Christ. The best missionary is the one who can share Christ. You know, this is the word given by St. John when he said, he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah. This was St. Andrew. You know, Andrew was the brother of Simon, of Peter. So, that easy, he went to his brother saying, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. So this is the, you know, the pillar stone of missionary work, that you are sharing your Lord, you are sharing Christ. You are giving them the taste of spiritual life. You are telling them how God is great, how God is beloved. So if you do not have a real personal relation, if you never experienced the fatherhood of the Lord, the love of the Lord, you can never help others to believe. You can never help them to touch the Lord. It's kind of sharing. You know, you are a good driver, you can drive any car. So you share this experience with somebody who is training on driving, who is trying to learn how to drive. So this is the way we preach. It doesn't need lots of information, but it's very important to develop the way to share Christ. Also written, Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazar's Nasira?" You know, Nathanael was a bit, stubborn. So he told Philip that nothing good come out of Nasira. But you know, Philip simply said, "Come and see." So by saying "come and see," he is, very sure that our Lord Jesus Christ will attract him. So if you have this kind of being sure, this kind of faith, that you believe that your Christ is great, is very much attractive, so you can easily tell anybody, "Why don't you come and see? Come and see our church, you will enjoy. Come and see the Bible. Come and see the icon. Come and see how we pray. Come and see how we live our spiritual life." You are telling this in a very strong way. Learn how to share Christ. Also written, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." You can never say so if you never taste the Lord. If you never enjoy the relation with the Lord, you can never help others to taste Him or enjoy the relation with Him. Also written in the second epistle of Corinthians, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ." This is, a very good term of the missionary work. We are like Sofara, ambassadors for Christ. "As though God were pleading through us," He is talking through us, He is working within us, "we implore you on Christ's behalf," on Christ's behalf, "be reconciled to God." This is the mission, and this is the title or the value of any missionary. Let us review what we had said, how to develop an evangelistic lifestyle. The first point, see people the way God sees them. Second, obey, no excuses. The third point, live the life of praying. Fourthly, make contacts. Fifth point, fear not. And the last one, learn how to share Christ. Again, see people the way God sees them, obey the Lord and the Lord God and the church, live the life of praying, have good communication, fear not, learn how to share Christ, glory to God, Amen. Okay, I want to give you the homework, the first homework of this term. From Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, 11, 12. Three chapters from the Gospel of St. Luke. Please pick out the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ as an evangelist. Imagine the Lord as an evangelist. And just follow His steps and His words and pick up the characteristic of the best evangelist ever seen. Okay? Three chapters, Luke chapter 10, 11, 12. Pick out the characteristics of the Lord as an evangelist. Some helping clue. How the evangelist could maintain a vertical relationship with God and a horizontal relationship with people. You can see it in the Lord's life. He prays and He preached. And there was some kind of balance between this and that all the time. Another point you can the promises and commandments which our Lord Jesus Christ has mentioned. Kind of balance. He is giving God's promises and he also saying God's teachings or commandments. So you shouldn't promise the people only, and you shouldn't just give them orders and advices and instructions while preaching. You should be balanced in giving the promises of the Lord and also the commandments of the Lord. So this kind of clue. Okay? Any questions about the homework? Saddali. Monique. Okay, we mean by the vertical line that your relation as a servant with the Lord, the continuous praying, the listening to the Word of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, this kind of personal relation. And the horizontal means the successful relationship with everybody around, so you can preach. You understand? So the vertical line, as if we are saying the line between me and God. Yeah.